Welcome to Municipal Stadium in Kansas City, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Kansas City Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Mike Hershberger. Batting second. The first baseman, Tommy McGraw. Batting third. The third baseman, Pete Ward. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Floyd Robinson. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Dave Nicholson. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Ron Hansen. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Al Weiss. Batting eighth. The catcher, J.C. Martin. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Gary Peters. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Gary Peters. For the Kansas City Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Jay Hankins. Batting second. The shortstop, Wayne Causey. Batting third. The third baseman, Ed Charles. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Norm Seaburn. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Chuck Essigian. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Gino Cimoli. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Jerry Lump. Batting eighth. The catcher, Doc Edwards. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ed Rakow. Pitching for the Kansas City Athletics, Ed Rakow. And now, play ball. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger hits a fly ball into center field. Hankins settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tommy McGraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGraw strikes out. Two outs. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Hankins. Ward reaches second base with a double. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson takes first base on ball four. Dave Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jay Hankins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hankins hits a fly ball towards center. Hershberger settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Hershberger. Hankins moves to second. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey hits a pop-up towards short. Hansen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen takes first base on ball four. Al Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiss hits a ball on the ground towards first. Seaburn juggles the ball. That's an error on Seaburn. Hansen moves to second. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin takes first base on ball four. Hansen moves to third. Weiss moves to second. Gary Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters hits a ball on the ground towards third. Charles fields it and throws to home to get Hansen. Weiss moves to third. Martin moves to second. One out. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 0 for 1 in the game. Hershberger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Causey fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Chuck Essigian is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essigian hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gino Cimolai is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cimolai hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0-for-1 in the game. McCraw hits a pop-up towards short. Causey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Ward hits a fly ball into center field. Hankins settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Seaburn scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Robinson for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Doc Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards hits a fly ball into center field. Hershberger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Rakow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rakow takes first base on ball 4. Jay Hankins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hankins is 0-for-1 in the game. Hankins hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Ward settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 0-for-1 in the game. Causey hits a fly ball into right field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Dave Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 0-for-1 in the game. Nicholson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Hansen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Causey fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Al Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiss is 0-for-1 in the game. Weiss hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Charles settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Martin hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hansen moves to third. Gary Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 0-for-1 in the game. Peters hits a ball on the ground between the mound and first base. Rakow scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Peters for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 0-for-1 in the game. Charles hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 0-for-1 in the game. Seaburn strikes out. One out. Chuck Essigian is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. SEGN is 0-for-1 in the game. SEGN hits a pop-up towards first. McCraw settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gino Simulai is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simulai is 0-for-1 in the game. Simulai hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Peters fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 0-for-2 in the game. Hershberger hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0-for-2 in the game. McCraw hits a fly ball into center field. Hankins settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Hershberger moves to second. Two outs. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Robinson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hershberger moves to third. Dave Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Nicholson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0-for-1 in the game. Lump hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Hershberger. Lump reaches second base with a double. Doc Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Lump moves to third. Doc Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 0-for-1 in the game. Edwards hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward fields it and tags Lump, for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Ed Rakow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rakow is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Rakow hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Hansen takes first base on ball 4. Al Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiss is 0-for-2 in the game. Weiss hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hansen moves to third. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Weiss. The throw from Edwards and he is safe. Weiss steals second. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rakow fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Gary Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 0-for-2 in the game. Peters hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hansen scores. Weiss scores. Peters moves to second. It's 2-0, White Sox. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hershberger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Causey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0-for-3 in the game. McCraw strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jay Hankins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hankins is 0 for 2 in the game. Hankins hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 0 for 2 in the game. Causey hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Peters fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Charles hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1, White Sox. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 0 for 2 in the game. Seaburn takes first base on ball 4. Chuck Essigian is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essigian is 0 for 2 in the game. Essigian hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Ward hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-1, White Sox. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dave Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Nicholson hits a fly ball into left field. Essigian settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Hansen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Charles fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Hoyt Wilhelm now pitching. Gino Cimoli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cimoli is 0 for 2 in the game. Cimoli hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Lump hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCraw scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Lump for the out. Cimoli moves to second. One out. Doc Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 0 for 2 in the game. Edwards hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Cimoli scores. It's 3-2, White Sox. George Alozic pinch hits for Ed Rakow. George Alozic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alozic strikes out. Two outs. Jay Hankins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hankins is 0 for 3 in the game. Hankins strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Fisher now pitching. Al Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiss is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Weiss hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Martin hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hoyt Wilhelm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilhelm hits a ball on the ground towards first. Seaburn fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Edwards for a passed ball. Wilhelm moves to second. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Hershberger takes first base on ball 4. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0-for-4 in the game. McCraw hits a fly ball into right field. Simulai settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 0-for-3 in the game. Causey takes first base on ball 4. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Charles takes first base on ball 4. Causey moves to second. Juan Pizarro now pitching. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Seaburn bunts towards the mound. Pizarro fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Causey moves to third. Charles moves to second. Chuck Essigian is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essigian is 0-for-3 in the game. Essigian hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Causey scores. Charles moves to third. Two outs. It's White Sox, 3, Athletics, 3. Gino Simulai is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simulai is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Simulai strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 2-for-4 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got one RBI. Ward hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Robinson bunts in front of the plate. Edwards fields it and throws to first for the out. Ward moves to second. One out. Dave Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Nicholson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Ward moves to third. Two outs. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. Hansen hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Hankins. Hansen reaches second base with a double. Ward scores. It's 4-3, White Sox. Al Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiss is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Weiss hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Fisher fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Lump hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Doc Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Lump. The throw from Martin and he is safe. Lump steals second. Doc Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Edwards strikes out. One out. Ken Harrelson pinch hits for Bill Fisher. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson strikes out. Two outs. Bobby Del Greco pinch hits for Jay Hankins. Bobby Del Greco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Del Greco strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 4, and Kansas City Athletics, 3. Goodbye from Municipal Stadium in Kansas City.